Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Love.
Good morning and good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. So glad you stopped by this morning. But before we start, let me have a few moments of prayer. Good morning, Jesus. We praise you today, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, our God, you are the sunrise that begins the day and the creator of life. You made the heavens and sustained the earth on which we live. You are the leader who goes before us and the great mantle which covers us. This morning, Lord Jesus, we say thank you, our God, and come before you in silent praise this morning. We thank you for everything that you will do on this broadcast today that will go before across the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, our topic we're back on, and our topic is, there is power in God's word. Just think about that for a few moments. There is power in God's word. You know, the word of God's quicker and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Power of God's word is the same today. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. You know, the Bible teaches that God's power is manifest in creation, demonstrated in his redemptive intervention in the history of his people. You know, only with God's power can you accomplish great things. God's word supplies power to the tired and the weak. You know, all nations will recognize God's power. And when you recognize God's power, blessing comes from applying God's word. God will help you understand the power of his word, revealing power, and the power of God's word endure it. God's word reveal his will for humankind. You know, God is an awesome God. And when you think there the power in God's word, when you read the scriptures, and he feed back the word that you read, and you can call back to him what he said in his word. And you think about the power of God's word in your life. How awesome that is. You know, today we're going to talk about penetrating power, overcoming power, wonder-working power. And we're going to talk about everlasting power. That's some of our tag words that we'll be using today on this broadcast. And when you think about penetrating power, the word of God piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And you'll find that in Hebrews 4 and 12. You know, God's word penetrates the heart of sinners. It brings forgiveness to those who repent and believe. Now, you heard what it say. It brings forth forgiveness. You have to forgive to those and repent and believe. You know, God's word penetrates the heart of his people who are loaded down with burdens. It provides comfort to his trusting children. You'll find that over in Psalms 119 and 165. That's talking about the penetrating power, the heart of his people who are loaded down. You know, it's so many people is loaded down with burdens of all kinds. But God give you that penetrating power. Don't ever feel you don't have any power, because God gave you power. When he left here, he said that you would do greater works than he had done. So that lets you know you got some power. It's time for you to start using the power that God has given to you. And when you think about the power and the might, my, when you go to scriptures, you know, It says in 2 Chronicles 20:6, O Lord God, our Father, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nation? And in your hands there is not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? You know, when you think about power and might, then come the word dominion. My. I mean, dominion. Hallelujah. You know, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You know, in Revelation 7:12 says, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Here, he's still talking about that power, that true power. My. You know, you can't help thinking about that penetrating power. Then we come down to the overcoming power. You know, over in Luke 4:8, the word of God says, and Jesus answered, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. When Jesus was tempted the 40 days in the wilderness, he overcame through the power of God's word. He let us know, no matter what the enemy is trying to get up against us, we can come through with the power of God's word. That means we need to study the scriptures. We need to read these scriptures. We need to put them in our vocabulary, put them in our mind, put them in our heart, put them where they resonate in the belly of our stomach. That way, when we need something, when something is going on, we can speak that word with power, the Holy Ghost power that God has given to us. And you know, we must depend on God's word to overcome the onslaught of the enemy. He's going to come, but if you have that word that's on the inside of you, like Paul said, we can be more than conquerors through him that loved us. You'll find that in Romans 8:37. You have to know how to overcome that power with the word of God. Power to belong, the power from on high. He gave us the power of Christ. And when you think about the power of God, oh my. Jesus answered and said to them, you are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. If we don't read the scriptures, we don't go through it, how are we going to know the power that's on the inside of us, that's laying dormant? You got to work that power. You got to get that power moving in you, because you have it on the inside. Don't let anybody tell you you don't have any power, because you have power. You can take authority over situation. You can speak the words that God have given to you to speak to this day, and that power is surely there. My. Power. And don't you know you got power against unclean spirits? When you think about that. And over in 1 Corinthians 2:5, the word of God said that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And over in 1 Corinthians 1:24, it said, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. There is power in God's word. If you don't believe me, try it for yourself. Just start speaking the word that God have given you. Call those things that be not as though they were. Speak on what God have given you, the articles God have given you to speak. Start speaking that thing. Start reciting that thing. Start doing what God say do. Hallelujah. We have someone that have come on, and I'm going to bring them on to see if they want to speak today. Welcome to Joy and Peace. Welcome. They are on mute, but if you decide you would like to come on, press 1 on your keypad, and we will be glad to bring you in. Today we are talking about there is power in God's word. And we were saying earlier that the word of God's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. When you think about the power of God's word, it's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And the word of God say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will, and it shall be done. My. Well, we're going to go on and talk about wonder working power. You know, over in Luke 5:5, it says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Here God was, when he gave the command, when he spoke and told them to let down the net, he told them exactly what to let the net down. It was his word. And don't you know it's your word that will bring the miracles that you need today? It's your word that will keep it. We thank you. Area code 404 for coming on. Area code 713 and 713. We give God the praise today. I hope it's something that we say today on the broadcast that will grow you closer and closer to thy bleeding side. Today, for those that's just coming on, our topic is there is power in God's word. And if anyone would like to come on and speak on that, feel free to hit 1 on your keypad, and I'll bring you in on my switchboard here. Welcome to Joy and Peace. We are back on air. Hopefully, we'll be moving right along, coming into the new year. And we're talking about that wonder working power right now. You know, over Peter was obeying Christ's word, and the miracles happened. The overflow broke the fishing net. Two ships was filled with fish. You know, the power of God's word is the same today. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done. That's coming from John, the 15th chapter and the 7th verse. Today we are talking about there is power in the word of God. You know, you can speak and decree and declare a thing. You can call back the word of God that God have given to you and bring it back not only to your remembrance because he haven't forgotten. And you know, some of our tag words today are overcoming, penetrating, wonder working, everlasting power. And when you think about all that power that you have on the inside of you that you can use, why would you want to keep it bottled up? No matter what situation you're going through right now, what you thought you was going through, don't you know you have the power to overcome it? The only reason we don't overcome it because you're either afraid or you're listening to everyone else, but tapping in to the power of God. My. Don't you know we have the power of Christ today? We have the power of his resurrection. We have the power of signs and miracles. Don't you know you can speak that thing out of your mouth, what God have given to you, and can change your whole atmosphere? You can walk into a place and command the atmosphere with the word of God. Oh, my. You can, you know, you got power of the Spirit. You have power of the Lord. Just think about that power you have. You even have power and might, power from on high. Think about all that power that you have. Oh, my. You know, like they say, you could be dangerous because you got so much power that you haven't realized that God have given to you. All he wants you to is to tap in to that power through the word of God, because he have given each one of us what we needed. And, you know, in his word, he said, abide in my word. And he said, believe his word. That's what he left behind for us to believe. We can command by the word of God. We can despise the word or we can accept the word. You know, we can fulfill the word of the Lord. My. And above all today, you can meditate on the word. You can minister the word. We're talking about there is power in God's word. And I'm just giving you some things that you probably forgotten or just laid them aside for a while. But pull them up. You can fulfill the word of the Lord. And for sure you can hear the word of the Lord. And the Lord said, keep my word. Meditate on it day and night. Obey my word. My. You say the word with power. Hear that word power is again. Say that word with power. Word apparently spoken. Word became flesh when the word was spoken. Word of exaltation. Word of faith. I'm just telling you about the word, the power of God's word today. When you have the word of God, don't you know you have everything? You can have the word of life. Speak life to your situation, to your body. If you're sick today, if you need healing, speak life, the word of God. Go to the scriptures and start speaking the word of God, what he have given to you. You know, the word of our God stands forever, not just sometime, but all the time. You know, the word of the Lord, the word of truth, spirit of truth. Oh, my. And he said in his word, word was made flesh. Word was with God. And your word is true. God's words is true. My. When you think about the word, you think about power, you can't help but say, my. Look what God has done. You know, we come to the everlasting power. You know, Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, that's more than one, my words shall not pass away. You know, in today's society, few things are lasting. You've seen that. We've had storms this year. We've had tornadoes, cyclone, the earth opening up. You've seen so many things in 2017. But temporal possession deteriorate. No matter what you had, it's gone. But God's power and his word will stand for forever. You know, the power of God's word endured. Guns, tanks, not even nuclear powers can destroy it. That means the power of God's word. Forever. Oh, Lord, the word is settled in heaven. You'll find that in Psalms 119:89. When you think of that power, the power of God's word. And, you know, I broke that word power down. That's how I came up with penetrating power, overcoming power. W stand for wonder working power. E stand for everlasting power. And aura stands for revealing power. You know, the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. You'll find that in Hebrews 4:12. You know, God's word reveals his will for mankind. It reveals his love and offers the promise of salvation to those who repent and believe on Jesus Christ. You know, revealing power also, it reveals the Holy Spirit who cleanse, who empower, and direct total commitment to Christianity. He will guide you into all truth. You'll find that in John 16:13. When you think about revealing power, my. I know you hadn't thought about breaking down power like that of God's word. And I know with power, you can use some other words on breaking down the power of God's word. Because those just some that I had written down and jotted down. But I'm pretty sure you can think of a whole lot of them yourself on breaking down power in God's word. You know, we can't make it without the power of God. We need God's power. And as I was thinking about this particular topic for the broadcast today, when I thought about power in God's word, I thought about Over in Mark 11:23, it says, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he shall have said come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say." He letting us know we can have whatsoever we say. You know, think about that. The same tongue thou with be blessed, God, even the Father, and thou with curse we men. You don't want to do that, but that power, Satan, know you have this power too. Don't you know that's why Satan fight us as Christians? Because he know we have the power of God to combat everything he's trying to do. We can speak the word God have given to us and send him fleeing. But we have to speak the word. And you know, Satan know you have the power. You see, God whispered to my heart, the devil have shoved them and strapped them through their lips so these people can't say anything. He does that because the devil knows what most people don't know. He knows the power of the tongue. You know that little red membrane in your mouth? When you open it up, you speak the power of God, not of evil, but of good. You have a tremendous responsibility before God. What are you going to do with the spiritual power you hold in your tongue today? The decision rests with you and you alone. Over in Proverbs 18:21, Solomon declared that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The Spirit of God is activated by the words you say. My. In the same way, you know, your salvation was activated by your words when you confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, I went over to Romans 10:9-10. It said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, believing is not enough. You must say something. You must decide which voice you are going to believe, the voice of the flesh or the spirit. Then speak it out. Of course, it is vital for you to believe before you speak. When you think about it, a good man or woman, out of the good treasures of his heart, bring forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart, bring forth that which is evil. But of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. You know, Jesus reminded us over in Mark 11:24, when he said, "Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you should have them and receive them." We must first believe that we have received our answer. Then we shall have it. That is a statement that is absolutely and positively, leave no doubt that it shall be done. It does not mean you have it in your hand right now, but somewhere in the future, it will come. It may take a few seconds, minutes, days, months, or years, but there is nothing you can do about it. You should have them. Why should you have them? You believe it when you pray. You know, these are the golden keys of faith for your life that unlocks the doors unto the blessing of Almighty God. Plant these words in your soul today. Start rehearsing what God says concerning you, not what your flesh and your circumstances are saying about you. Begin to declare the word of God today. Do it daily. Let the word of God pour from your lips as you begin to speak your miracles into existence today. Remember, there is power in God's word today. Remember, there is penetrating power, there's overcoming power, There's wonder and working power. And for sure, there is everlasting power in God's word. So today, on our broadcast ending out the year, remember, going in 2018, there is power in God's word. We cannot do it without the power of God, without reading the scriptures, without doing what the scriptures say. So today, I leave with you the power of God's word. And as we close the broadcast off, this day, but not before God's presence, Spirit, help me live one day at a time so that I might meet each day, challenge it with grace, courage, and hope. Shelter me from the fear of the future and the anguish of the past. My mind, Jesus, and heart, focus on the present. Keep me and my mind with the power of God's word on my lip. Keep my mind, Lord, and heart focus on the present, where the true gift of happiness and healing is to be found. And until next week, I want you all to have a wonderful and a blessed day. Please tune in for our next broadcast, which will be next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Joy and peace. Hope to hear from you all. And if it's a topic you would like to talk about or speak on, please get in touch with me through Blog Talk or through my email at sadieaol.com, and we can have you as a guest on the show. Feel free to get in touch with us, Joy and Peace, Blog Talk. And the phone number again to call in is area code 646-716-4389. Be blessed. And until next week, God love you, and so do I. Bye-bye.